Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Luke chapter 24 and we're reading verses 28 to 35.
As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them, assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way, and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread.
Our focus is on verse 29. So he went in to stay with them. This was a turning point for these disciples. They were tired, discouraged, struggling with all that had gone on in the previous week. Such was their gloom that they couldn't even recognize the risen Jesus as he walked along with them. Yet something had happened during their conversation on the road that caused them to want this stranger's company a little longer. Instead of letting him go on his way, they invited him in and then recognized him as their risen Saviour, as he broke the bread. They saw the nail marks in his hands. There will be times in our Christian walk when we struggle to make sense of things. Problems come, things don't work out, the future seems bleak, and we feel tired and discouraged. But as in this case, the Lord Jesus is there with us during the difficult times, and will make himself known to us through the person of the Holy Spirit. As we acknowledge him, we'll know his presence and peace for the present, and his reassurance about the future. And as we experience him at work in our lives, we will have something worth sharing with other people, just like these two disciples. A prayer. Lord Jesus, you are risen indeed, and we praise you for the presence of your Holy Spirit in our lives. Help us to share the reality of our friendship with you with someone else today. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.